Welcome to Union City Radio for Thursday, July 30th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. As many states have moved to reopen, a new survey of more than 21,000 nurses reveals that healthcare workplace conditions remain dangerous and nurses are afraid of infecting their families with COVID-19, National Nurses United reported earlier this week, saying that the safety of nurses is essential to a safe reopening. NNU Executive Director Bonnie Castillo, RN, called on the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to pass an emergency temporary standard to mandate that healthcare employers provide protections needed for COVID-19. We also need President Trump to use a Defense Production Act to order the mass production of PPE now, Castillo said, adding that the Senate should pass the HEROES Act, which contains language on the DPA and mandates an OSHA standard on infectious diseases. On today's labor calendar, tune in at 1 o'clock today for this week's edition of Your Rights at Work here on WPFW 89.3 FM. And for all the latest local labor events listings, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1999, United Airlines agreed to offer domestic partner benefits to employees and retirees worldwide. Today's labor quote is by actress Olivia de Havilland, who won 2 Academy Awards and risked her career to challenge punitive film industry labor laws. She died July 26 at her home in Paris at the age of 104. Olivia de Havilland, who said, "There's too much of the factory attitude around a studio." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Our new normal includes social distancing, but don't let that keep you from continuing your education. With extended registration and semester dates and additional financial aid options, the Union Plus free college program remains a great way to further your education while keeping safe. Learn more and enroll now at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the Union, oh, yeah, the Union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.